Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Avery Hot here, your friendly neighborhood stoic whisperer, ready to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life. Today's topic? Let's talk emotions because yeah, they can be messy, overwhelming, and sometimes downright confusing. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes, just soaring through joy 1 minute and plummeting into despair the next? You know that feeling. But here's the thing. Suppressing our emotions doesn't make them disappear. It's more like trying to shove a giant inflatable flamingo under your bed. It's still there, just taking up way more space than you'd like. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots. Trust me, that sounds boring. It's about learning to manage our emotional responses so we can stay grounded and navigate life with grace, even when things get tough. So let's break down 5 key takeaways for embracing those emotions and validating your feelings. First up, accept that feeling everything is perfectly normal. We're human beings hardwired for a kaleidoscope of emotions. From the elation of hitting a personal best to the gut-wrenching pain of heartbreak, it all adds to the richness of our experience. Remember, there's no such thing as good or bad feelings, they just are. Think of it like this. Life is a buffet, you get to choose what flavors you want to savor and how much you want to indulge. Second, practice self-compassion. When you're feeling down, talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. You wouldn't berate them for feeling sad, right? So why do we often treat ourselves so harshly when things get rough? Remember, being kind to yourself is not weakness, it's strength. Third, try journaling. Putting your feelings into words can be incredibly therapeutic. It helps you process what you're going through and gain a clearer perspective on the situation. Don't worry about grammar or making it sound perfect, just let those thoughts and emotions flow freely onto the page. Think of it as a safe space for your inner voice to express itself. Next, find healthy outlets for your emotions. This could be anything from going for a run to listening to music, dancing like nobody's watching, painting, or spending time in nature. The key is to find activities that help you release those pent-up feelings in a positive and constructive way. Finally, remember that seeking support is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. If you're struggling to cope with your emotions, don't hesitate to reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor. Talking things through can be incredibly helpful in processing and navigating difficult emotions. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you just received some disappointing news, maybe a job opportunity fell through, or a project you poured your heart into didn't go as planned. How do you react? Do you immediately spiral into self-doubt, or do you acknowledge those feelings of disappointment and sadness without judgment? Here's where Stoic wisdom comes in. Instead of letting those emotions consume you, take a moment to breathe deeply, acknowledge your feelings, and then ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? Maybe it's a chance to reassess your goals, explore new opportunities, or simply gain valuable insights about yourself. By reframing the situation, you turn a potential setback into a learning opportunity. So remember, embracing emotions doesn't mean giving into them. It means acknowledging their presence, understanding their messages, and then choosing how to respond with clarity and intention. This is your call to action. What's one small step you can take today to practice self-compassion and validate your feelings? Maybe it's taking a few minutes to journal, going for a walk in nature, or simply acknowledging a difficult emotion without judgment. That's all I have for you today, folks. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination, and embracing the full spectrum of human emotions is what makes the journey truly worthwhile. Until next time, stay calm, stay curious, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.